continue with this theme of Ba'ar Panecha, light of Hashem's countenance, asking for our Ha'aras Panim, is a Medrash. The Medrash on the Pasuk in Birkas Kohanim, which says, Ya'ar Hashem Panav Eilecha V'choneka, may Hashem shine His countenance upon you. Says the Medrash Sheikh Atayv in Tilim, She'ein Anim Avakshin Ela Ha'aras Panim, the thing that we're really asking for is this divine smile. Ha'aras Panim. What does that mean? So the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, I'm talking about Purim, says when we experience Hashem's Ha'aras Panim, Ba'ar Panecha, the light, we'll realize there's no darkness in the world, there's only light. Because someone that really has true emunah and understands the emes will understand the Hester Panim when Hashem conceals His face. Is the Bechina of Aron Baike. We'll explain what that means in a minute. When the Yeshua comes, we see retrospectively how all the time that Hashem was concealed, it was really good, it was really essential. And therefore, someone that really understands will believe be'emunah shleima that no bad ever comes from Hashem. And any time where Hashem is concealed, and any time where His hashkacha, His providence is not manifest, that's also good. And therefore, even Hashem's Hester Panim is a time of light and goodness. That's what the Pasuk says. Toiva toichacha megillah me'ava musteras. Better to have open rebuke than concealed love. Actually means Taiva Shiodea Shatecha Magula. It's good when you know that Hashem's open rebuke is a concealed love. That Hashem loves us and He sends everything to heal us. He sends everything for our benefit. So our response is recognition that everything that Hashem does is for the good. It's living with the perspective of His light in our lives. It's an awareness that Hashem is good, He does good. It's not possible for Him to do bad. So how do evil things happen? How do bad things happen? How do painful things happen? This is what we call Hester Panim. This is what Hashem conceals Himself. But Hashem doesn't conceal Himself because Chas V'Shalom He's impotent. Hashem doesn't conceal Himself because Chas V'Shalom He's callous. Not at all. Rather, He allows those forces of nature to take over, so to speak, for our good. Because ultimately, there's a deeper cheshbon. He has His plan. And that is very much part of His plan. So when we daven for Ha'aras Panim, we daven for that clarity. And therefore, in the future, we'll make Hatova our native on things that right now we would make a Dayan Ha'emes on. Things that seem awful and evil and bad and painful right now, in the future we'll make Hatova our native. But at least we should have the Amunah now of understanding that everything Hashem does is for the good. And that's what we mean when we ask Hashem for Ha'aras Panim and say Ba'ar Panecha.